No, you heard the others, only still the lovers. Then of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is kind of fat.
Podcasting to you from the megacity metropolis of Toronto, I'm Eric Anthony, this is the Cave of Solitude, and I'm once again joined by my co-host, my life partner, my partner in crime, the unshakable, the immovable, the amazing, one and only, stand and state your name.
This is Lady J, y'all.
Daph J in the his house. What's going on, Daph J?
It's summertime.
Are you feeling the heat? Are you enjoying the heat finally? What's your weather report? We always start with the weather report.
It's decent.
Decent.
It's apparently today, it was said on the news that this is what we're supposed to be feeling.
This is what the weather should be.
Right now, yeah.
This is the seasonal average.
Yeah.
And you're good with it.
I'm still freezing my butt off.
Oh, come on.
I am.
Lots of rain, but
maybe that's why it's been kind of on the cooler side.
That's okay. We might need that. I'm melting. It's too much for me. I need air conditioner in every room. But that's okay. Can't complain about the good weather.
Well, because our winter was kind of not too shabby.
No, it wasn't too
bad. So I think that's a reflection of our summertime, but, you know, the sun's still shining sometimes, and it's a lot better than schlepping in the snow.
Absolutely.
So yeah, good times.
Keep us, the listeners and the fans of the Cave of Solitude, catch them up of what's been happening in our lives. We've had some exciting things going on. We've been away from the episodes for a bit. I feel like I haven't done this with you for a while.
It's been a minute. I think what the last time we did was
Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too far back, but it feels like it.
You've been a busy bee.
I've got some surprises for the cave coming up and exciting things going on.
Some exclusives.
Yeah, I guess you could say exclusives, but exciting things trying out and branching out with our podcast brother in arms, Mr. Martin Slam Duncan over at the Fastball Special. It's good. Very good. So the summer looks promising. We've got a slate of episodes coming up that are going to be fun. And I hope people really enjoy them, and I hope it makes the Cave of Solitude brand expand. But in the meanwhile, we've both been traveling. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife have been traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my Lady J have been traveling.
Yes, sir.
Catch us up where you took me to.
Okay, y'all. So I've kind of become a Vegas expert.
Oh,
this is my third time going to Vegas. However, this
Danielle Ocean over here.
However, this was your first time.
Yes, going. It was.
And I don't know. Tell people what your experience was on the Strip.
On the I heard people say to me, it's very deceptive. Everything looks close on the Vegas Strip. And you walk it, and you realize that you feel like you're walking to Vancouver. And I don't mind walking at all. I can walk through, like, when we go to New York, I can walk all day.
And with the weather there, it's like, it's permissible. Like, you know what I mean? That's not the proper word, but I'm going to go with it
doable?
Anyway. Yeah. Like, it never rains.
No, it doesn't rain.
The sun is always out.
No, and we got a little bit of a cool breeze that, like, it wasn't hot to the point where you were melting.
Let me tell you something. My hair never looked better with that Vegas breeze that was going on. Man.
No humidity?
It made a huge difference. And even though, but I think without that little breeze that we had when we were there, we probably would have kind of melted. But, and I don't mind that, but it was pleasant all around.
Yeah, it was great weather.
What was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing, okay, so while we were there, we went to the Grand Canyon and Hoover Dam, which were amazing. I mean, that's not Vegas. You're getting out of state when you do those little day trips. But going to the Hoover Dam was really cool because I know this is really stupid and it has nothing to do with the Hoover Dam. But as a kid, I used to watch Superman the movie, and I remember the Hoover Dam exploding when Lex Luthor had the two missiles that he got the coordinates for.
You mean missiles?
Missiles, missiles, whatever you like. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. When he got the coordinates for those missiles and reprogrammed them to hit the San Andreas Fault, one of the things that was destroyed was the Hoover Dam. And I always remembered seeing the scene of that and Jimmy Olsen being at the Hoover Dam and Superman rescuing him. So being at that spot and kind of seeing it, I really felt this trip. I was, you know, when you go to New York and you know, you're in spots where they filmed movies.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like this entire trip, I was in a movie set.
Right.
That's what Vegas felt like. I felt like I was in Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
I love standing at the Bellagio, watching the fountains and
Isn't
eating
that
there.
The best thing,
that was,
though?
Yeah, it was the man-made stuff in Vegas in the middle of a desert is incredible to see that they built these monstrosities of hotels and there's roller coasters going through them and all of this action all the time. And then when you step out of it and you realize you're in the middle of the desert.
Mm-hmm. Like you walk out, well, what I thought was cool was kind of like everything is so modern and so like up to date and there's buildings and architecture around you. But then you walk outside and then you see mountains.
Yeah.
It's like, well, where am I?
Yeah, it was so cool in that way. And then when you leave the Vegas and go on a day trip somewhere else and you see just like...
cacti. Joshua trees.
Yeah. But just nature.
Yeah.
Nothing man builds compares to nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What I consider creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like it. So it just takes your breath away and you just feel at peace with everything around you. And knowing
until you find that one good comic book and then you just, you know, whatever. It's just a cliff.
Well, you find a good spot to read a comic book. Right? So, yeah, I mean, the whole thing was a really cool experience. The food was good.
Food was excellent, my friend.
The Bellagio restaurant,
Olives. I took you to some
pretty
good places.
Olives was really good.
Mm.
Where you sit there on the patio, see the fountains go off, playing the music, and it's different music all the time, which is so cool. Walking through the hotels is a lot of fun, because they all got different themes and motifs and a little bit of... you feel like you're in parts of Europe and you could be in Italy or France or wherever it might be. Ancient Rome with Caesar's Palace.
Or you could just be in a very swanky part of
exactly,
your life.
Exactly. You feel like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Lavo was good. That was another restaurant. Very, very good Italian restaurant. I'm trying to think of where else we ate on the Strip.
We were going to eat at Tao.
Yes.
I've eaten there.
Yes.
Delicious, by the way. But we didn't go there. So this is a place where it's like an Asian fusion kind of thing. And then at night, they have like these stone bathtubs like filled with water and petals.
Mm-hmm.
But then what they do is that they have these women
mm-hmm.
just sitting in the tub and kind of like doing this business. But they're kind of like... They're wearing something underneath, but very little to the imagination sort of thing.
Right.
So it's very seductive and very, like,
sensual.
You know, yes.
Right.
But excellent food. And they have something called there the fortune cookie.
Uh-huh.
I recommend everybody tries it. However, we didn't go there because we ended up finding Grimaldi's instead.
Oh, yes. Grimaldi's Pizza. That's another place that you should definitely check out. I mean, it's from New York City. But
and
the pizzas,
we've had
Grimaldi's from New York.
Yeah.
So that's why I know it's like, well, why if you had it in New York, why would you go there? Because it's that good. It's a really good place.
Yeah.
It's at the...
Palazzo.
Palazzo. Thank you. So, yeah.
Palazzo or Venetian?
Palazzo.
Anyway, they're right next to each other.
No. You know where it was? It was at... on the same side as Caesar's Palace. Those hotels there.
I think you're mistaken.
Am I?
Mm-hmm. It was either the Palazzo or the Venetian, and that's on the other side of Caesar's Palace.
Wasn't Lavo's there?
Lavo was also at the Venetian or Palazzo.
What's after the Bellagio Hotel? What hotel do you have? Caesar's Palace?
After the Bellagio, it is Caesar's Palace,
and
yes.
After Caesar's Palace is what?
No, wait a minute. They're really close to... You know what it is, too, though? It's not like in major cities where you can just cross the street on the road. They have these, like, escalators and bridges.
Yeah.
The pedestrians have to go from hotel to hotel. Not every corner, but most of the time you're going up and down and around and all of this because traffic is so heavy down there, so they try to avoid that by having the pedestrians ride in the sky a little bit.
I gotta figure out Grimaldi's where it is.
Okay, I'm going to put my money on Venetian. Yeah, I'm going to say the Venetian.
Venetian?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're right. Palazzo.
Ah!
Yeah, Palazzo.
So I was right the first time.
Yes, you were. Okay. You were right the first time.
And Lavos?
Lavos, I think, is at the Venetian.
Yeah.
That's at the Venetian, yes.
And they're spectacular. Like, they're beautiful hotels.
Beautiful hotels. Service is great at these restaurants.
All the top chefs are in Vegas, man. So yeah, you know you're getting quality food for, like, and quality service.
You
can't really
go wrong anywhere you're going to eat on the Strip, but you're going to pay a lot. That's the one thing you should be aware of.
I wouldn't say a lot, though. Like, you pay for good quality. I mean, you want to, you know, you're the star of your own life. Like, yeah. Live it up once in a while. Just do it.
You got to go to Grand Canyon.
And at the end of the day, like, what you put in your body, like, I'd rather have a good piece of something that's, like, nourished? That's not the word.
Nourishing? Filling?
I don't know. Something that's good quality stuff, yeah. Rather than getting, like, this poison that's out there off a street. Like, you know what I mean? Right. I just want something good.
Right.
And I feel like I work hard for my money. I deserve absolutely. To treat myself.
Live it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta live like you're dying. Right?
And that's why we took the helicopter ride.
That's why you gotta take the helicopter ride. You know, and it sounds morbid to say that, but sometimes you gotta realize you may not get this chance again. You don't know when you're gonna come back to a place that, you know, even in your own city, right? How many times in your own city do you take for granted what you could be doing here or things you've never discovered because you just live here, so it's not a big deal.
True enough.
Right? Yeah. So when you travel places and you're there for a limited time, take that opportunity. Like,
I'm not saying break the bank, but if you're in the position to treat yourself to something, you know what? You deserve it. You worked hard.
Live it up.
Live it up, man.
Do it. We saw Chris Rock.
We did see
Chris Rock. That was our show that we saw. We didn't go to any Cirque du Soleil. We saw Chris Rock, which was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. If that show ends up on Netflix, it's his Blackout Tour. Check it out. It's worth it. You'll laugh your butt off.
He's coming to the city.
Yeah, he is coming to Toronto, so you could catch the same show in Toronto. So here's a question for you.
Ask me.
Chris Rock or Kevin Hart?
Ooh.
And that's the reaction that I'm looking forward to for this show, because today it's called the Pop Culture Hot Seat with Daff J.
No.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. We didn't read a book. We didn't watch a movie. There's no movie review. But this is one of those fun shows that The Cave of Solitude is known for. This is the good stuff. This is where you get to see Daff J in all her glory. What I wanted to do was, and I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I was inspired by a post I saw on Facebook, a friend of mine, Mr. Dane Hall. He was putting these little comments on Facebook where he was like, confession, I don't think Bernie Mac was the funniest person on Kings of Comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, what are you talking about? He was the funniest. And other people are agreeing. Or confession, I think that the most overrated hip hop songs are Hypnotize, Quiet Storm, and Wank Stuff from 50 Cent, right? And it's like, how can you think Hypnotize is the most overrated hip-hop song? So it wasn't that that's what I wanted to copy it, but it was those things of like, yeah, let me ask Daff J these random questions to make her pick between this or that. And they're similar enough in their genre or era or time when they were on television, or content-wise.
Am I going to remember any of these stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're all things you're going to remember.
Okay.
I tailor-made it for you, specifically, so that there were things that I know that you either loved or have a reaction to that'll make you have that Chris Rock or Kevin Hart.
I have to admit, when you first said that, and then you were doing your spiel, all I heard is, wah, 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 wah. And then you said Dane Hall, and I'm like, okay, pay attention. Like, snap out of it. And then I'm like, oh, so you still want me to answer this?
You can answer it maybe later. I'll give you a chance to let it sink in, digest.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, you better be. No, I want you to be, if you can, you don't have to, but I'll ask you the question to one or the other. You can either just say this one, absolutely, why do I even have to bother? Or you can explain why.
Okay.
Explaining why is, like, obviously more fun. I've got a ton of them, so we might not even get through them all. I don't necessarily plan to. There's going to be part twos and part threes, because I think there's going to be... I'm predicting this is going to be a hit.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Because it'll open up conversation when you bring up these old shows or old songs.
Hey, man, I'll do my best. I never claim to be an expert on this stuff.
You don't got to be. It's strictly opinion. There isn't a matter of, like, give me a really good answer. Prove yourself. It's... totally Daff J, natural reaction, your opinion. In this episode, your opinion's fact. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. You ready?
I guess.
Okay, this is the hot seat. So we're going to start easy for you.
Because I can't handle it?
No, because I kind of know what the answer is. Some of these are going to be obvious, but I want to, for the listeners, they may wonder. This is not.
So right. We're easing them into
We're this. Easing them. They're easing you into, you know, you're not going to have to be like, oh my goodness, that's like splitting hairs.
Impossible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Marvel or DC Comics?
DC.
Any particular reason other than Batman?
That was my fallback. I'm like, I know I have an explanation about this.
No problem.
Yeah.
That's it.
DC that's so Comics. Boring.
No, that's all right. That's good. We got lots to go through. So
oh
we're
my goodness.
Okay.
Well, also too, I feel like I don't know much about Marvel, so I feel like if I were to say Marvel, it'd be like, and if you said why, I'd be like, I don't know. But like, I like the villains in DC. Yeah. I think DC has one of the best villains ever. Hello.
That's your home, though. That's like your safe spot, right? That's what you know.
Yeah.
That's not wrong.
You got the Trinity. Like, yeah. You got the big three.
Yeah.
And
you got Batman.
Yeah.
Do you know, this is a side point, Batman comics, like, his book is the benchmark that every other comic is compared to in the industry. Not saying quality-wise, sales-wise. So you either sell more or less. And where you measure up to the Batman book, that's the benchmark of whether a book is doing good or could be doing better. Everything's measured by Batman.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought you would like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's not opinion. That's
fact.
That's fact. Yeah, that's an industry thing.
Hmm.
As far as I've been told from professionals.
Not surprised.
Yes. Or heard from professionals. Hmm. Spider-Man or Superman? I love it.
I'm gonna say Superman.
No problem.
He's Batman's best friend.
Okay.
He can call him Bruce.
I like it.
Like, he gets to the person of Batman, not just the alter ego of that right. person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He gets.
He knows him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Captain America or Thor?
I'm gonna say. Why is this so hard?
It's as hard as you want it to be. Go with your gut. If you have to, if I was gonna give you two comic books to read, would you rather read The Winter Soldier or would you rather read
Captain
Thor?
America?
If there was a movie to watch, would you rather re-watch Thor or Captain America First Avenger?
Captain America? You know what it is, too, though, I think, for him? The reason why I'm saying that is because there's some kind of relatability. Mm-hmm. He's human.
Right.
Even though he's superhuman, he still has that human emotion, like that willingness to want to do something for people, that thing. It's not just unlimited power. You
right.
know what I mean? It's no, the little guy steps up.
Right.
And
you relate to that underdog story that Captain America starts.
Well, it's
off
an
as.
Endearing quality to find in anyone, right?
Right.
For someone to be like, I'm gonna take this one for you. And for it to come from just like a human being over and this all powerful, like godlike figure,
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit more like, yeah, that's a sacrifice as opposed to, well, that guy just has the balls to do it because he can.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
So here's a movie question. Man of Steel or Wonder Woman? Going into the DC EU.
I'm going to say Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She likes herself.
I like that answer.
Right?
That's good. Okay.
She was happy to be her. She
right.
enjoyed her role. She stood behind her conviction. But in Man of Steel, I felt that he was kind of like just grumpy, sad, depressed, not sure of himself kind of thing. And maybe that was a part of the storyline, but he just wasn't content with himself. And I know that Superman is like the happy, like, I'm happy to be your hero. I'm happy to get a cat out of the tree, or just happy to be a good pal. Like, you know what I mean? Right, like, that's the kind of Superman that I kind of know, but it wasn't exactly portrayed in Man of Steel. Wonder Woman, however, she was like, yeah.
She had charm.
Yeah,
there was a charm to the character that the other characters within DC EU don't have. I need to make an editor's note correction. When we did the Wonder Woman episode, last episode, we were talking about Wonder Woman's, the actress plays her.
Gadot. It is Gadot?
It's Gadot.
How do you know?
I looked it up and I said, how do you say Gal Gadot? And I saw a video of her introducing herself, and she introduces herself as Gal Gadot. That's the right way to say it.
Is she sure about that?
Yes. She's okay. Sure. Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure she knows how to say it. So.
I don't know. I like Gadot.
It sounds nice, but
it has like a flow to
the
it.
The way she says Gadot, it's not like Gadot. It's like Gal Gadot. Like, it sounds
oh,
more.
Oh, okay. So you know she knows how to make it fancy. Right, yeah. Oh, okay. But, we're butchering it.
Right. But it is pronounced phonetically.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, good to know.
Had to correct myself. I was the one like, I'm going with this one.
And I was following the leader. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's the way to do it.
So I had to correct myself on that one. Batman or Daredevil?
Batman.
That's easy for you. Okay.
We're gonna was simple.
No, we're going to get into... this one's going to be a little trickier. I know what your gut answer will be, but I also know that you're going to think about it. Batman the Animated Series or Justice League?
Animated Series.
Just like that?
Yeah.
How come? Childhood, it's just, that's a defining...
I was a tot.
You're not a tot.
No, there's an attachment. There's a youthful attachment to that show.
That's the one.
And, that was my after school highlight.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Justice League came in my, recent years.
Yeah, you recently watched it, but it was out at a time when we weren't watching cartoons
much. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it was only ever introduced in my life when I was already full-grown adult,
And the reason why I thought you would think about it a little more, not so much that I didn't think the animated series didn't have the nostalgia factor, I knew that would tip the scale, but because of how much you liked Justice League.
Yeah.
You legitimately this is good TV.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh,
like
this
we
is
have
good for
like
kids.
Dinner conversations over some episodes.
And right.
We, like, really get into it.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So sticking to your childhood esque cartoons, also movies, like properties, toy property, cartoon property, movie property, Transformers. Or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Anything that sticks out from Ninja Turtles for you?
The theme song.
Do you know that Chuck Lorre wrote the theme song? Chuck Lorre, the guy who did Big Bang Theory and... what's the other show? 2.5 Men? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he wrote that song. Yeah, it's his song.
That's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
The Transformers, and also too, I feel like the animation, like maybe I'm mistaken, but I remember Transformers kind of being like Pokemon, very fuzzy, but it wasn't as like crisp, the
as
animation,
was
you know what I mean? Yeah. It was kind of like that Sailor Moon Pokemon kind of
had a Japanese.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think. But as opposed to Ninja Turtles, it was crisper. It was lots of colors. It was like lots of greens and yellows.
Felt smooth.
Yeah, and then all the turtles had their own their own bandana. So it was just like really fun. It was really colorful for a kid like that. I was attracted to.
Yeah, I get you. For me, I'll agree with you. I'm not. I know Transformers was a much more ahead of its time show. Storyline was a lot
heavier,
stronger.
Yeah,
like it was good stuff. I don't remember. I was too young to remember it.
Yes,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out at the perfect time of me watching cartoons after school, so I watched it. Whereas Transformers, I didn't. I missed.
Well, that's
the
what
boat.
I'm saying too, right? Like you said, the content of Ninja Turtles was like fun and goofy for a kid. Like it was. I can understand it as opposed to like something like G.I. Joe or like Transformers. Yes. I felt like it was heavier content. Like, I feel like adults were probably watching that at that time. You know what I mean?
I hear you. So, Batman the Animated Series or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, it's one of the best cartoons.
It really is, though, man.
It holds up. It really does.
Because I can watch it now and still feel like, Harvey.
I like it. I watch.
No, you know what I mean? And still feel that emotion.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, Ninja Turtles is, it's like.
Yeah.
Cowabunga, dude. Like, yeah, that's, yeah. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. As a kid, I watched Batman the Animated Series, like, at the same time as you were, obviously. We were in the same age bracket. Like, it's perfect timing. But I like it more now, looking back. As an, like, older person, retrospectively looking back, and I, like, that show was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, maybe at that age, I leaned a little bit, if I had to choose, I would have leaned towards the Spider-Man animated series, because I love the serialization of it. It was, like, constantly continuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I couldn't miss an episode, because it was, like, soap opera drama.
Yeah.
And whereas Batman was more episodes.
But not always. They had continuations. Part two or, like, a, yeah.
At that time, the Spider-Man show for me had, like, the whole season was an arc.
Right.
And that, I thought, was amazing. That was really cool. But looking back, Batman the Animated Series is top of the heap. Of mm-hmm. cartoons. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move away from superhero stuff a little bit. We're going to go into other heroes.
Another realm?
We're going to stick to animation. But now we're going to get Daft J stumbling. Chippendale Rescue Rangers or Tailspin?
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no!
You got to pick.
Tailspin.
Okay, how come? Because you like the guy with that rides the frisbee? That rides the boomerang?
Baloo?
No, remember he had a little sidekick? He had a little sidekick, the little bear? And he'd like...
Kit. Kit.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Oh, what was his name? And then there was... what was his name? Uncle something? The orangutan?
Uncle Louie.
Louie! Oh my goodness.
So you're a Tailspin.
I love the theme song too. I thought it was great.
How'd it go?
I don't remember, but I remember loving it as a kid. Hold on. It's coming to me. Oh, man. I hate it when you do that. You try to test me on stuff that I know that I know, but in the moment I don't know.
I thought you knew it. I wasn't trying to, like, stump you. You said I love the theme song, so I'm like, sing it to me. Because I don't remember it.
It was a good theme song. It was very, like...
It was. Yeah.
Like, very, like...
Safari-like.
Like,
Congos.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I know what you're describing. But do you remember Chippendale?
Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale.
In danger.
Yeah. That was a good theme song.
Maybe I should change my mind because I know the song of one of these. Oh, man. No, yeah, they were both great. They were both good.
So, Ty.
Ready?
DuckTales or Darkwing Duck?
Oh, Darkwing Duck, hands down. Hands down, Darkwing Duck. Let's get dangerous.
That was a good one.
Oh my goodness. Okay, and his costume was bad.
He wore a turtleneck.
No. He had that pin pack going on with the purple. He knew what was going on back then. Yeah, man. He was good.
That's funny. No.
Launchpad.
Yeah, Jocelyn.
Oh, man. This is good. I want to watch this stuff now.
Is it good?
It's so good.
It's a lot of fun. Okay. I'm going to go back into the human realm a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. We're left and right. Yeah.
So these are two movies I feel are youthful. They're both like coming of age, youthful movies, a little bit different in their era, but they're sports movies. Mighty Ducks or The Sandlot?
Sandlot.
Just like that. Yeah, you're a baseball movie fan.
I love baseball on film.
Yeah, you love lawyer movies and baseball movies. Yes. You're a sucker for those.
I didn't think that, but now that you're saying that, 61 is I like it. It's a great movie.
Moneyball. Major
is...
League.
Man.
Yeah, you're a big...
Sandlot.
I love Sandlot. But I'm a big Mighty Ducks fan. Well, Triple Deke?
Obviously. Come on.
Bombay, Conway, Adam Banks. Come on. All right. This one. I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to come back to it and jump ahead.
Didn't Adam Banks play for the Hawks?
He did. Good memory. Very nice.
Oh, man. No one liked him in the beginning.
Not in the beginning. He was a superstar. Mm. It was against his will to change teams. But they wouldn't have won without him. Care Bears or Alvin and the Chipmunks? You thought you knew that one, huh? Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Beastly! Oh, man. Oh, what do I do right now? What do I do?
Which one do you remember watching more?
Like, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I remember watching Care Bears more.
Really?
I recall more. Like, I watched them both. I do, but I can remember more of the shenanigans of Beastly and Shrieky and like, the Care Bears with their bellies out having, like, powers. I was like, that's so cool. They just stick up their bellies and they got something going on. And they had those little...
You know what? Okay, I have a reason why I like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Sorry, you were talking. Go ahead.
I just remember the cars that were clouds. Yeah. That was so cool.
Yeah.
I was always into a flying car.
You know what I liked about Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Tell me.
They're singing. Yes. And they had, like, this bebop kind of thing. Yes. Like the 60s and 70s and 80s it's hits true. Kind of thing. And it's they had true. That kind of, yeah. like... You know?
Yeah.
That very harmonized...
They had a great theme song. Alvin and the Chipmunks. We're the Chipmunks. C-H-I-P-M-U-N-K. Yeah. You're enjoying the bodacious, yeah. I see. Alvin and the Chipmunks or Muppet Babies?
The Muppet Babies. Those Muppet The Muppet Babies.
That takes the cake.
Oh, man. I love the Muppet Babies.
We're about to hit a wall right now. Because I think
Muppet Babies.
No. We're gonna hit a wall right now because the next question I'm gonna ask you, you're gonna be stumped. I think. Tiny Toons or Animaniacs?
Do you not like me anymore or something?
No one will be offended. They're both Steven Spielberg productions. I'm just asking which. I didn't like Animaniacs. I love Tiny Toons.
You can't say that.
I didn't like anime. I didn't. Myself.
I know, but you can't say that because then it's going to make it seem like I'm answering the way you want me to. I was going to say... What was my choices? Animaniacs or Tiny Toons? You want to know why?
Tell me.
I liked that the veterans of the Warner Brothers world were like the teachers. Like there was that scholar type of... presence going on, right. And they were learning to be like the great ones.
Right.
The great ones were the ones that I grew up with, but I was also merged into this new world of like this blue and pink bunny and you know, like and Ducky and
Buster and Babs.
I was like, yeah, it was. I thought it was a very cool concept altogether.
Yeah.
However, Animaniacs, it was very comedic. It was very, like, witty.
You show me stuff now that you watched on it. You remember the good feathers and you remember the squirrely, I forgot the thing.
Slappy Squirrel.
And you show
and
me
Skippy,
the stuff.
Skippy, her nephew.
And it's legitimately funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's
legit. It was, like, also for adults, right?
Yeah,
like,
there was a lot of stuff in there that adults would appreciate the humor of. Mm-hmm. Like, the more you're in the know, the funnier the joke.
Yeah.
And Paul Dini, who wrote Batman the Animated Series, wrote a lot of Tiny Toons and Animaniacs. And very clever stuff.
Okay, so this is why it's not just me, right? This is tough because you got the two type, you got the same person.
Exactly.
What you like in this thing, you like it in that.
Yeah, it's very, very, I found when Animaniacs came out, I like Tiny Toons already, so I'm like, why don't I get my Tiny Toons? Why are they doing this now? And I felt the type of cartoon it was for my age. I was getting irritated with it trying to be funny. I wanted to watch.
You felt it was forced?
No. It was just like, you know how you watch the Slappy Squirrel and they're like, who's on stage? Who? Who's on stage? Like, that was going to drive me crazy. Like, it irritated me as opposed to making me laugh. But now I watch it and laugh. But at that age, I was like, ah, this is so stupid. I would rather watch, like, Batman or X-Men or something. But was it because
you didn't know that they were referring to, like, real things, like, real people, real events, real... You know what I mean? Like, now you can, like, oh, yeah, there's a band called The Who. Or, like, the Goodfellas were the Goodfellas. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I appreciated... Like, they were, like, vignettes, the show. It was, like, 10 minutes of this story and 5 minutes of this one. And here you're with the Goodfellas. And here you're with Pinky and the Brain. Like, I would have rather just it been Chip and Dale... This is the adventure.
Right, right.
As opposed to, like, jumping around.
Okay.
And then it was always, like, forcing the funny.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a story. That mm-hmm. It was just where my mind was at the time.
I have to say, I've always wondered why Yakko had an accent. I don't know why he had an accent.
What were they? Were they dogs?
They were dogs.
Oh, see,
For a minute there, I didn't know what they were.
And that was the other thing that was bothering me, too. I'm like, what are these things?
I think that was a running joke in the show, too. Like, they were like, what are these things? I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up. But I know for a while, I didn't know what they were. I thought they were just these things.
And that was I'm like, I know that they're rabbits. I know that's a duck. I don't know what these things are. It's driving me crazy. Are they clowns? Are they bears? I don't know.
Man, that's hilarious.
It's going to get tough right now.
Did I choose?
I don't think you chose. No, you didn't choose. You said Tiny Toons.
I did, right?
You did.
Okay.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
You remind me of Dot.
Thanks.
From Animal Land. What the hell? Just because of the humor.
Oh, man.
It is funny like that. Okay. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or Mr. Dress-Up?
Mr. Dress-Up.
Yeah.
Mr. Dress-Up.
Yeah, Mr. Dress-Up.
Mr. Rogers worked a little slow around the studio. He took his time taking off his shoes and his sweater.
That intro, though, was
I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying, like, he was more, like, very, like, passive. Very, like, just, let's enjoy our time together. But, like, Mr. Dressup was, like, he was ready to move on, like, here to there. And he would draw. He would draw and sketch.
Right?
And I was like, oh, my goodness, look at those sticks becoming something. It was like magic before me. You know what I mean?
And he would, like, have his craft table and he'd, like, cut a box
and
then he'd make it into a boat. It was like, oh, this is amazing what you can do with everyone's garbage. Like,
the next time my mother goes out for eggs, I'm doing that caterpillar. I'm making it happen.
And you know what was great is, like, he had that little desk or that little, it was like a bar thing that, what was it? There's the drawing table, there was the living room, and in the middle he had that little island where he would do the crafts.
Yeah.
And he'd, like, open his drawer and then he'd have just the thing he was looking for. And I'm just like, why is it never there when you need it? Right? But you know what I liked about Mr. Dress-Up? He lived there. Mr. Rogers creeped me out a little bit because he left where was he coming from that he was coming home? At 9 a.m. with his business jacket saying, won't you be my neighbor? And then he would leave again.
Was it a business jacket? No, it was a business jacket. And then he would change into a sweater.
Yeah.
A sweater vest or a sweater.
And he'd change his shoes. I'm like, where did you come from to this other house? He was living a double life, that guy. He had a trolley coming through his place. Oh, look, there's the trolley. I'm like,
you know what that reminds me of?
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? I liked him, but Fred Penner.
Fred Penner was bomb. I've been looking for a log to crawl through like that into another special world. He had his guitar just stashed away. It was great.
Man.
And he just would pick up. You know, looking back at that, I laugh so hard now. Looking back.
Finish what you're saying because I have something else to say.
What was so funny about those shows that at the time I was just like, oh, that's what life is like when you're an adult. You could just do that. He would just pick up the guitar and be like, so on my way here, I saw an apple tree. I'm going to sing about it. And he would just start playing the guitar and he had a song about apples. And I'm like, yeah, why can't I do that? That's what I thought life would be like that. You could just start, pick up a guitar and sing about apples. Fred Penner, go ahead with what you were going to say. You had an idea.
Under the Umbrella Tree.
I like the Under the Umbrella Tree too. You know what show I thought was like our prime time? And I always...
Let me guess. I think I know the answer to this. Please let me guess.
Okay, let me finish my statement.
No, I want to finish. I want to say it.
Go ahead.
Am I right? Am I going to be wrong?
I think you're going to be right.
Today's special?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes! I got it right.
That show seemed like legit. But I always wanted to watch it because I'm like, that's the pinnacle of children's TV,
mm-hmm.
Today's special.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always on at a time where I'm like, I'm done watching TV for that. I can't stay here and watch more TV.
Why? Because you were tired or because you were told to go to bed?
No, it was like 7 o'clock or 6:30.
So you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, and it's like, I want to watch this.
What kid knows that there's a limit to TV, though?
Not, but it was more like now the people's turn to watch the TV.
The people.
Yeah.
The people that pay the rent.
Yeah, it's like, I want to watch this. And it
How many TVs did you have growing up?
We had one, and then around when I was maybe 8 or 9, we got a second one, which was a big deal.
Mm.
Big deal. But I think, I don't know if the second one had sports, no, sorry, cable in it right away.
Yeah, that was the same thing with us.
It had a VCR, but it didn't have...
See, we didn't have a VCR. I lie. I think we added one on. Our second TV was like a little crap TV, but it was strictly for our video games.
Right.
Like no cable, like you said, right? Yeah. It was either just for movies or just for video games.
Yeah, maybe. I could be wrong. I think the second TV had a... it was small, but it had a box, one of those like special cable boxes where you can get like all of your choice
mm-hmm.
on it. So we got... my dad taped a lot of movies on VHS that way. Yeah.
That's funny.
I watched a lot, yeah. Wow. But today's special, yeah. That was,
What was the shtick of that show? Now I don't even know what I was really watching.
Right? It was a department store.
There was a security guard.
Yeah, Sam, the security guard.
He couldn't see anything, right? It was just all eyebrows and mustache?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was a department store where the mannequin would come to life and help the woman organize the store. Jeff.
So when his hat fell off...
Yeah.
He'd become a mannequin again?
Well, they put the hat on, and then Muffy would say, Hocus Pocus Alamogocus, and then he'd come to life.
Muffy was the mouse.
Muffy was the mouse.
And what was the chick doing?
She worked at the department store.
So she was like a stock manager or something?
Yeah, like that. It was like their little adventures.
At night?
There, at nighttime, yeah.
When that's, shut down. Wow.
It was like mannequin reversed.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah.
That's mannequin funny. For kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we just went on a tangent.
We did, but you brings you back, right? Mr. Okay. Dress-Up was the bomb, though.
He really was, though. He was, and there was something charming about the way he would talk to you through the TV. Like, you actually felt like, I felt like he was really talking to me.
Absolutely.
You know?
The tickle trunk?
Oh,
fantastic. I was like, how many costumes does he have? Not realizing that they would just change it each week. When I was older, I was an older kid in grade 6, about 12, 13 years old. And they gave us, a couple of us, not an assignment, but like they asked us to volunteer at the school that was the feeder school to my middle school.
Okay.
Are you following me? But in that feeder school, they had a...
What is a feeder school?
Like, so you have your elementary school, and then from your elementary school, you go to your middle school. So like, you went to, your school was Derry Down.
Mm-hmm.
And that fed into...
Elia.
Right. So, but around the area, there were a couple schools that from there, you go here automatically.
Yeah.
So that's what the feeder... That's what I'm saying the feeder school is.
Okay.
So I went from where I was, our middle school, we were given the volunteer work to do at...
your elementary school?
Yeah. But the one that... The feeder school, Stylecroft, right?
Okay.
And in that school, there was two classrooms of children with special needs.
Okay.
And some of them were, you know, in wheelchairs or that you were, like, just helping out, learning to work with them
right.
type of thing. But every time I'd go, 11 o'clock, the TV would come in and they'd play Mr. Dress-Up and it shut everything down. That was snack time. It was the bomb. I'm like, I don't care. I'm in grade 6. I'm going to pretend like I don't like this crap. I kept checking my wife. Like, I can't wait for Mr. Dress-Up. Mr. Dress-Up was bomb.
So that's why you volunteered. So you can watch Mr. Dress-Up at 11 o'clock in the morning.
But I was a Casey and Finnegan fan. Wasn't as big of a fan of all the other ones that they added.
I liked the originals. Yeah.
Casey and Finnegan.
Right. Yeah.
Big fan of them. Oh, living in the treehouse.
I love his little jersey.
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Chester the Crow.
That's right.
Chester the Crow. See, I like Casey. Casey was the little doll, little boy or whatever. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but he had a Finnegan was his dog. And he had a house. Remember the little house? It was a little puppet?
No, yes, I do remember that. But no, I do. Yeah, you're right. It was a crow. Chester the Crow.
Yeah.
He had a little hat on too, no?
Maybe? I think so.
Oh.
But yeah, he had a little jersey. That's funny.
That's funny. Okay, sorry, I messed up.
Okay, the next one's going to be tough.
You said that about the last...
No, this one's tough.
And I've been passing the flying
colors. You gotta hold it together. Where am I here?
The Bambi suspense is killing me. What?
Or Fox and the Hound?
I can't.
Move on? We'll move on. That almost shut it down. Okay. Okay, let's move on. Happy Things. Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh my god!
Are you with Rocky or the Terminator?
Oh my god! Okay.
The governor of California.
Oh man. I just saw a movie with both of them in it together.
Expendables?
No.
No? What movie did they do together?
Escape Plan?
Oh, right. Right. You pick some weird movies to
watch. Oh man, I need to answer this one.
Yeah, this is tough. I told you, you're gonna get tougher.
Oh. Alright. I'm gonna say, oh, dang it.
That's funny.
I'm gonna say Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. How come?
Because I can say his name.
But I bet you can't spell either Sylvester or Schwarzenegger. You can spell Stallone. If someone had to make you spell Sylvester Schwarzenegger, you'd be screwed.
Okay, can I just say something?
Yeah.
The name Sylvester is pretty fly.
You think so?
I think so.
Sylvester?
Sylvester.
I still don't know how to spell it properly. Is it
S-Y?
Is it S-Y-L or S-L-Y?
I think it's S-Y.
Because they call him Sly. Sly Stallone. See? Huh? You don't even know. Here we go. Ready? Rambo or Terminator?
Terminator. Terminator. Which Terminator, though?
Terminator 2.
The bad one or the good one?
The first two were both good.
No, I mean the good one, like when he plays the bad Terminator. Terminator 2. For sure, him. Terminator.
Okay. Last Action Hero? Or Demolition Man?
Those are the best movies!
They are not the best movies.
Send a maniac to catch a maniac. I gotta go Demolition. I think, I don't know.
That's great. This is so much fun.
Danny! Don't hold my hand, Danny! I don't know, man. Yeah, no, Demolition Man.
Okay.
Yeah, because he had the hat. Yeah, he had the hat on. That was the Kangol hat on with the leather jacket and the... Yeah, and the martial arts. Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've brought up Last Action Hero a couple of times. Use it. That's the best movie
ever. It's an amazing movie.
It's not an amazing movie.
It is.
It's not.
The concept of... You guys, whoever's listening to this, please, you got to give it a chance. Just watch it. You'll know what I mean. I can't formulate it into words, but it's a good movie.
It's very meta, that's for sure. Where am I here? All right. Jurassic Park or Land Before Time?
Littlefoot. Aw, and carried that little leaf on his back the whole time.
just let's go with Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Land Before Time or Fox and the Hound?
You're killing me with these ones. You're killing me. I can't. Okay. No, I feel like I have to answer at least one of these. Like,
You don't have to. I just knew that these are close to you. These are all topics that I feel will elicit a reaction out of you. That's the point. Let's move along. Are you all right?
Okay, Ducky was in Land Before Time. Plucky was in Tiny Toons. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to figure this out.
Which is a harder watch?
Oh. They're both, like, in the steak heart. Knives to my heart.
Yeah.
Like, they to are. The heart, off, like, down the sternum.
You have a heart.
It's so...
You have a heart, Daph J.
Man, have you ever seen Fox and the Hound,
never.
Man?
Never.
Oh, do yourself a favor and...
Don't watch it?
Never watch it, because it will just... kill me. It's just so sad. It's just so sad at the end. Because, okay, it's a fox and a hound, and they're puppies, right? They're babes. So they grow up, like, kind of being each other's best friend.
Right.
But then he has to grow up knowing that he has to hunt him.
Aww.
And he doesn't want to kill him, so he tells him to run away. So that he doesn't hurt him. And I think, I don't remember because I can't watch this movie anymore, but he's like, you have to go because I don't want to hurt you, so you gotta leave, which means we can't be friends, so you couldn't see him anymore.
Let's talk about something different. Let's talk about critters or gremlins.
Oh my god, critters!
Critters!
Critters all the way!
Critters more than gremlins!
Gizmo was amazing though, right? So like, yeah, maybe, maybe. Gremlins, because Spike was the leader, and he looked very, like, B.A., like, I don't know, maybe, maybe.
For the record, I just want you to know everything is authentic right now. There are tears on the desk that we use to hold the mic. Daph J is not holding back the emotion. Critters or gremlins?
I'm going to say, that's a tie. I think that's a tie. They're both amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Because the thing is too, like, Gremlins has, like, the hero. It has, like, it has Gizmo, right? And he plays Rambo. He plays Rambo in it too. He loves Rambo. So,
he likes Sylvester Stallone as much as you do.
And then critters are just, like, these menacing, like, you are what they eat. Like, that's just... there's no way out. But it's so, like, entertaining. See, like, they roll around, they move quick. I don't know. It's a tie for me.
That's a tie. So what you're telling me is that Gremlins and Critters are a tie. They're the same level.
Yeah. Yes. Yes,
Steven Spielberg production, classic 80s movie, Gremlins. Not saying it's an Oscar award winner. And Critters are tied. But... we are not sure about, but we're totally sure about every other one we've done so far. This is the one that has stumped you. Okay, okay. The Blob or It?
Okay, oh, wait.
I'm gonna put you through the ringer in this one. There's no mercy in the. This is the hot seat, the pop culture hot seat. You're gonna feel the emotion. You're gonna feel the fear. You're gonna feel the ecstasy of nostalgia. But you're also gonna feel the fear. The Blob or It?
I don't even know why I'm pretending to think about this. It.
That's the one that's better or more scary?
That's the one that's... I think both.
Okay.
Like, The Blob is the, like... you know... like there's feet in the air coming through the sink, you know what I mean? But then it's like, it is like, oh man, it's just...
Would you be more scared of coming into your bathroom, looking up at the ceiling, and the blob has eaten me in the shower?
As long as it doesn't grab my hair, I'm good.
And it's reaching for your hair. As you're That's using your curling iron, and you realize the blob has... you think that you've curled your hair in the curling iron, but then you feel another part of your hair is in the curling iron, and it's the blob getting you. Or you're coming home from work, and inside of a phone booth is It. Which one is more terrifying?
Pull me from the hair. Yeah. Fine, I don't care. Do what you gotta do. I'd rather be suffocating under... like
a pink blob,
a thing of Play-Doh, than being
chased by a clown.
Oh man, that is a nightmare. Oof. That is a nightmare. I can't. I can't, right now I can't even blink, because if I close my eyes, I'm going to see it, and I'm going to scream.
Oh, man, if I, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's get a little bit more pep. Ready?
Okay.
Let's take a turn away from the fear and the emotion. The Italian Job?
Ocean's 11. Oh, I knew it. It had to be, right? I knew it. Because I'm doing it. Okay, he's the comparing connection. One to
right,
the other.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11,
yeah.
All day, every day?
All day, every day.
Yeah. That job's pretty
you
good.
You want to know what it is, though? It's the wit. And the camera angles in that movie, and the things that aren't being said, that's being said.
There's the subtleties, the other stuff happening, not just the story, that makes it rewatchable for me.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. It's just a very cleverly done movie. Not just the heist itself, but just the dialogue.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
The interaction between them, it's great.
Susan B. Anthony. Like, I feel like when I say these things, I feel cool just doing it. You know what I mean? I feel like I belong. Yeah.
Okay. Days of Thunder or Top Gun?
Top Gun.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything else to compare to Top Gun. Could you think of it? I mean, there's a movie in the 80s called, I think, Iron Eagle or something like that with Lou Gossett, but I never watched it to be able to compare it. If you saw the movie poster for it, you would recognize it,
mm-hmm.
but I never watched it to be able to compare it. So, Top Gun.
Also because of the music in it. And his jacket and those sunglasses and that white crisp shirt. Iceman.
That's right, Ice.
Oh, man.
I am dangerous. Yeah.
She's such a good, yeah.
Top Gun is probably takes the cake over a lot of movies. Like, you put it up against a lot of stuff.
They're doing a sequel.
Yeah, they are.
Called Maverick.
Yeah.
Man.
Hope it's good.
I know, like sometimes...
I know.
Like, I feel like sometimes you just leave the it's a classic. Just leave it the way it is. It doesn't need any more. It's just perfect the way it is. But then it's like...
come up with a new idea. Yeah, I know. Everything's gotta be a universe.
Was he gonna play
now.
A lieutenant? I mean, no, he was a lieutenant. He's gonna play a cat. What is it? When they're the boss.
I don't know if it's general or colonel.
Colonel.
Or, yeah. We'll see.
Colonel?
Yeah, I never understood how colonel comes out of colonel. Stupid. All right. I had one at the tip of my tongue that I was going to use as a comparison, and now I forgot it. We'll get back to it. See if my memory jogs. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Martin?
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
And this was the one where, from my Facebook post that I was reading, not my post, but the post I was reading where my good old friend Dane Hall said, Fresh Prince over Martin every day. He said, Martin was funny, but Fresh Prince was better.
I think he's right.
I didn't watch Martin.
I think he's right. Because, I mean, there was Shanae and Pam and... I don't know. I feel like... Yeah. Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Because I think... Yeah. Fresh Prince.
Yeah, I think so too. But I never really watched Martin. I saw it on TV enough to like know what it was.
That Thursday night lineup when I was a kid, it was amazing. There was Martin, there was Living Single, there was New York Undercover. Like, that was the lineup back then.
That was your TV night.
Yeah, man. That was good TV back then.
Yeah, man. I don't feel, looking back, and I'm not trying to crap on it, but I look back at a show like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I like it, but I don't feel it ages as gracefully as something like The Cosby Show.
Mm.
I feel like The Cosby Show, yes, it's an 80s show. Yes, it's in its era, in its time. But I feel like it has more of a rewatchability in as far as content and dialogue and scenarios. Whereas Fresh Prince sometimes was so far-fetched, and it was really, really funny. But I feel like it's definitely a product of its decade. Like, I feel it more when I watch Fresh Prince. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you really sense, like, oh, this is 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's, I pick Fresh Prince as well. Let's stick with some television shows of the same era. Frasier or Seinfeld?
I'm going to say Frasier.
Yeah, you were a Frasier fan.
I was.
I remember you watching.
Also, that was one of the first shows, I think the only ever show, that I ever heard my name on TV.
I think that's the only other Daphne I know of, is the one from Frasier. When people say, what's your name? I'm like, Frasier, like Daphne from Frasier.
Because that name isn't common. You know what I mean? The only other Daphne, when I tell my patients, like my kid patients, I'm like, you know, Daphne from Scooby-Doo. Like, and they kind of get it, depending how old the kid is.
True.
But, like, that wasn't something that was common. And then when I heard my name in lights, I'm like, whoa, look at me. Look at my name. It's out there. It's known.
There you go. Yeah, it's true.
Also, he had Eddie the dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
He was a smart guy.
Or the bird on Niles' head. I remember you watching that episode, man, and almost crying.
It was so funny. Oh, man.
Friends? These are not of the same era, but they are comparable. Friends or Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not a Friends fan. You never really were. You don't get the hype.
I don't get it. And I think I feel like I dislike it even more because everyone's on that tip. Right. And I'm just like, all right. Like, that's... First of all, New York apartments aren't that big. And they don't have that many closets. All right? So that's not real. Like, I think Chandler and Joey's apartment was more realistic. But, yeah, I don't know. The whole, like, back and forth with the girl and the guy. And then the girl with the other guy. And
yeah, I didn't all like this that thing. Either.
I'm sorry. All you guys are taking turns and you still call each other friends? That's not real either. But... I mean, I know it's a show, it's supposed to be an escape and whatnot, but it wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't like it.
I liked that show a lot. Look, like, I was a big fan of the first seasons. Like, I'm a big fan of Seinfeld in general. I love Seinfeld. It's my favorite show. Sitcom. But I find these shows, first four seasons is what the best of what you're going to get from it. And after that, it reaches, like, its most highest popularity where everybody's watching it. So the writing and the storylines become a little bit more meant for mass audience to be watching and to be pleased. So I feel you lose a little bit of the essence of what made those shows what they were. So, like, after when Seinfeld became more in the zeitgeist of everybody watching it, it was still very funny, but it was a lot more wacky.
Right.
And with Friends, I felt like they started to, like you said, mix and match in this relationship, that relationship. It became sometimes a little too much.
Yeah.
Where it felt like they were running out of ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rewatching Friends, though, I realized that, and I know a lot of shows are guilty of this, but it's very, very white.
You think?
Like, Seinfeld is too.
Yeah, but they had... They had this guy.
They had culture on it. Like, it was people who were, like, it was Jewish people in New York, and that community, and you still had people of color, and you still had Asian people, you still had, like, that feeling of New York, where it was multicultural. Do you know what I mean?
They had Babu.
Yeah.
They had the Chinese delivery guy, but yeah. Was that a kind of like a race card that they were playing, or was just
from a Chinese place? They had Italian people. They had it was a mix.
Yeah.
A bit more of a mix, but yeah, looking back at
didn't Friends, they put what's her face? I forget. Not Alicia.
Aisha.
Aisha.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
They
because
put her in
of
there
that.
Specific. Yeah.
Yeah, because of that. So it was like looking back at it, it doesn't have much diversity
mm-hmm.
in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a lesbian couple right from the beginning, which was pretty ahead of its time,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say. Okay, here's a random one. And I thought I would throw it in there. Ten Commandments or Ben-Hur?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a curveball. Way out of left field.
I'm going to say Ten Commandments.
So let it be written.
So let it be done. That Red Sea scene?
Still good.
You can't...
It still
that
works.
That was like for its time.
It still works.
Man.
Yeah.
That's
but
some
the
real...
But the chariot race and Ben-Hur, bomb. That's epic. That's movie magic.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Both Charlton Heston, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Ten Commandments.
Yeah, I have more of an affinity for that one, too. So we're gonna go from talking about
the Bible
and the Lord to talking about hip-hop.
Ooh.
Yeah, very different.
Man.
Jay-Z or Nas? And for those who are like, where do they just go with this? Daft J is a hip-hop head from back in the day, as was I. We don't talk about it too much on the show, as of yet. But that's where these questions come from.
Okay.
Well, now we're going to break down the science. You're going to break it. Look at you. You on a piece of paper? The equations?
All right.
Break it down.
I gotta, All right, 16-year-old me wants to say Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
30-plus-year-old me says Nas.
Fair answer.
That he just speaks. Like, I don't know.
He ages. As you age, his music ages with you better.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Thanks for saying that.
Is that the right way to put it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I can listen to Illmatic back then, and still listen to it now, and feel like it has, like, it's not. It's not like time capsuled. You know what
right.
I mean? There's a range
right.
to his music. With Jay-Z, it's very like this came out at this time. Like
it takes you back to that era of your life.
Right.
But you don't really, like, what did I like? Why like yeah? Why did I talk about Big Pimpin'?
but like Nas can talk about sitting on the stoop and just like
right.
what life was like in the hood and like
right.
you know what I mean, just everyday struggle.
So with that in mind, and I know the answer to this, but I think it's still worth asking: Illmatic or Reasonable Doubt? Stump the Chump. For those who can't see, Daft J's got her head down. She's banging it against the wall. It's a tough one. That's a tough one. We can get back to that.
Ugh.
Tupac or Biggie? Ooh, this is harder than Critters and Gremlins.
Oh, crap.
Biggie? Yeah, I think I.
Oh man, he's Brooklyn's finest. Like, how can you? But Pac was very like, I don't know. He was also very extreme.
Yeah.
Very extreme. Like he was very Dear Mama, and then like.
Hit him up.
Things I can't say.
Yeah. It's true. Most Def or Common? Ooh.
Oh.
Whoa! Yeah, you didn't know what was gonna happen there.
Jeez.
See, I'm really playing with the heartstrings here, Daft J.
Ah.
Trying to mess with you. This is good.
Oh, man. I'm gonna say Common. Because I think I may have heard more stuff from him than I have from Mos Def. Not to take away from Mos Def, but
that's a fair. That's
but
a
they're
fair.
Also they're yeah. That's a great comparison because they're both actors. They're both rappers.
Both conscious rappers.
Conscious rap. Yeah. Yeah. To give a fair like without being biased. I've heard more Common than I have Mos Def.
Right. So I would have to agree with that assessment of like basing my final opinion. It's like, which music have I heard more of to
right.
give a yeah okay Alicia Keys or Adele?
I like Alicia Keys.
Me too. But Adele's amazing.
She plays the piano. I like her very, like...
You're so racist. You just think because she's black.
Like her very, like, you know, her, like... Her, like, I wish I had a voice like that.
You do that again?
No.
Do it one more time.
No, I'm not doing it again. But, like, yeah, like, I feel like I'm screechy. Like, I don't feel like my voice is... Like, depending on the mood I'm in, I can either sound extremely annoying or very wise or very, like...
Hood.
Yeah. There's no balance. But I feel with her, like, she always just sounds so chill. Like, the way she sings her songs is very, like, smooth.
Mm.
It's smooth. It's not smooth. It's smooth.
With a V.
Yeah.
Got you. I skipped one before. New York Undercover or Third Watch?
Oh, my God. Detective. Oh! Oh, my gosh. Bosco. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say New York Undercover.
You're going old school.
I'm going it, yeah.
Martin, New York Undercover, Living Single.
That lineup.
Yeah, that lineup.
I did it.
Grey's Anatomy or Suits?
Oh, man.
I'm going to
say suit. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're saying Suits?
I am saying Suits. Okay, I'll tell you why.
Wow.
I fell off the bandwagon with Grey's. I don't watch it anymore.
It's it took 13 seasons of having it in the house.
Oh.
At the end of this all, I'm happy that it's on record. You said Suits over Grey's Anatomy.
I think so, man. Like, okay, no, well... If I'm talking about the first 5 seasons of Grey's,
yeah,
then yeah, I would say Grey's.
Okay, well, okay, first 6 seasons of Grey's versus the first 6 seasons of Suits, because that Suits has
Grey's
still Grey's.
I mean, I know lines like the back of my hand. Like, I know these scenes back to back to back, you know what I mean? And they don't get old when I watch the first couple of seasons. They're just good stories.
Right.
I don't know. I liked it. Let me tell you something. Yeah, you know what it is, Grey's? If we're talking just the first 6 seasons, I ran home to catch that. Like, I didn't wait for a bus. Like, I bolted home to make sure I caught an episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It has that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You got an attachment to it. A loyalty.
But now, like, Suits is, like... It's just such a... I don't know. There's a swag about that show, you know?
Very much.
I like it.
You're gonna win that goddamn case.
And it's filmed here!
It's true.
It's so funny that they're talking about the city and then you see the CN Tower in the background.
It's true. All right, last one for tonight. The big one. This is the one that's going to stump the chump for real.
As long as it doesn't make me cry.
No, this one. I won't do that to you. Malcolm X or Martin Luther King?
Holy God. Oh, my God. Oh, oh man. That's impossible. It's impossible. Oh.
How is that impossible? One guy hated white people. The other one was like, can't we be friends?
Oh, man. Their approach was different, but their goal was the same. Well,
no.
Oh, hold on.
Not so much.
Well, okay. Well,
but that's why.
No, not so much. Yeah, well, no.
This is fantastic.
It's just. There's such. Oh, man. I'm gonna say Malcolm X.
Whoa!
I'm gonna say Malcolm X.
Well, by any means necessary, Daff J. That's your new name.
Yeah.
We should get t-shirts for that. Daff J, by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I stand by that. That blew my mind in the beginning. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna do. And then I'm thinking about it.
You just feel like the charisma, the outspokenness, the fearlessness.
I applaud that.
Even though he hated, he would have hated me and would have shamed you for marrying a white man.
But there's something about, again, him coming to a realization that that was not, like, he was poisoned. His mind was poisoned, right? When he came to learn what, I think it takes a true person to humble themselves to know to say that they were wrong. And to say it publicly, and to stand for something, you know, like Martin Luther King, nothing about Dr. King, right? But he was very, like, consistent about his, you know, right? There's nothing that changed, but for someone to know, to rectify.
You like seeing his progression as a human being.
To rectify that thinking, and he was very influential. Like, he got a lot of people on that bandwagon. And then to fall back and be like, I was wrong.
Yeah, you respect that.
That takes a real person to do that, you know?
I respect that. I like that answer. I think that's a good way to end part one of Pop Culture Hot Seat.
I sweated it a little bit.
Did you like that? Was that fun?
It was fun.
You went through a roller coaster of emotions on that one.
I was excited. I was happy. I was reminiscent. I broke down in tears.
And nothing was.
I was shocked.
You had no idea what questions I was going to ask you. That was legit.
Oh, man.
That was fun. Thank you, Daph J, for joining me. And
keeping it together?
But no, just being authentic about it all. It was fun getting your honest answer. Now, which of these movies do you want to watch more than you did before? After we brought it up, which cartoon are you going to YouTube tonight?
I'm probably going to look up Tiny Toons.
Not Tailspin? Figure out the theme song?
Oh, yeah, I did say that one. I don't even remember what I said. What did we say? I don't even remember now.
All right, so let me see if I can remember. I didn't mark down what your answers were, but you said Tailspin over Chippendales, Alvin and the Chipmunks over Care Bears, Sandlot over Mighty Ducks. Darkwing Duck was like the absolute of all absolutes. You picked DC over Marvel, Superman over Spider-Man, Captain America over Thor, Wonder Woman over Man of Steel, Batman. Oh, this is a good one. I didn't ask you this. Universal Studios or Disney World?
Universal Studios.
Disney hater. Which one? You know which one surprised me? Sly Stallone over Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I feel like I don't know, but I think I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one. I know. Yeah, that was good. And you picked Tiny Toons over Animaniacs.
What was your tip of the tongue question?
I think it was something. This was one that was comparable that I didn't include. Mission Impossible or James Bond?
Which James Bond?
Man, I don't know. That's
like, yeah. Are we talking Sean Connery James Bond, Pierce Brosnan James Bond?
Whichever James Bond you're acquainted with, like the one that you feel you know, because you know Tom Cruise as the mission, like, you know, he's Ethan Hunt. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the Mission Impossible guy in all of the films, all six, whatever they are. Five, six, I don't know anymore. So with Bond, you've watched, I would say the Bond you know is Daniel Craig.
Yeah, right? You're right, correct.
So there's four of those. So out of those, or how about this? I'm going to throw this. We'll end it with a three-way. Bond, Bourne, or Mission Impossible?
Bourne.
Born to be alive. Daph J.
I have a question for you.
Ask me.
Sir Anthony Hopkins? or Michael Caine.
Whoa. I saw that coming, but
even... Did you really? I didn't even know I was going to say until I said it.
But when you... But when I was like, I hope she doesn't say it. I hope she doesn't say it. It still hit me like a ton of bricks. Alfred or Odinson? Jeez. Ah, man. That's a stumper. Right? That's a stumper.
I didn't realize it was happening until it happened.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to say Anthony Hopkins. I'll go with Anthony Hopkins.
It's Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins and Sir Michael Caine. Love him as Alfred. I would say that Hopkins has more roles that I remember him for.
And he can play a really bad guy. And he can also play like a really endearing, wise,
yeah,
like, you know, kind of guy. And yeah, you can love both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I've only ever seen... I haven't seen Michael Caine in any, like, horrific, like, he's the bad guy kind of role. Maybe he has done some of it, but I haven't seen it. I've only ever seen him, like, you know, the wise or, like, the yeah, guy that has, like, some kind of, you know...
Something. And the thing is, like, yeah, there's so much that he's done. Like, he was the original Italian Job, Michael Caine.
Yeah.
And I'm just not as well-versed in his work overall.
But that's what I'm saying, yeah, right? I've only seen him as one
yeah,
type of
yeah,
person.
Yeah. I agree. But, I understand what you're saying.
But Anthony Hopkins, I feel like I've seen him in a variety of...
Yeah. He was Zorro. Oh, as well as Odinson.
Kills me.
Yeah.
I can't watch Zorro because of him.
You're as you get,
and it's so funny that you bring that up. I was thinking about Zorro yesterday, and I got emotional, so I just went to sleep.
That's hilarious.
I didn't want to think about it.
That's hilarious. Daf J, thank you again for an interesting.
Thank you. This evening was fun and also torturous.
More to come. Be prepared.
You got more in there?
I'm gonna. Oh yeah. Think of all the other things I didn't ask. All the other shows. All the other cartoons. You think that's the it? That's just the tip of the iceberg. Think of all the other movies. We didn't even touch on Star Wars.
Oh my god.
We didn't touch on all the other Marvel DC movies. Like, come on. Everybody, you can like us on Facebook. You can like us on iTunes and subscribe to the show. Or visit us at caveofsolitude.com and email us at caveofsolitude@outlook.com. We really appreciate your emails. We read them on the air. And any support is always very much appreciated. Thank you, Daf J. I am Eric Anthony. Don't forget to check out the Fastball Special, our, I don't want to say sibling podcast, but our, not sister podcast, that doesn't sound right either, our brother podcast, the Fastball Special with Martin Slam Duncan. Come check us out over there as well. Thank you, everybody, for listening. God bless, and good night. So you still have to decide Fox and the Hound.
You can't.
Or Nine Before Time.
I can't.
Or Bambi. Which is the biggest heartbreaker? I think Fox and the Hound. I think you appreciate the friendship more than the people losing their mothers.
No, but it was sad because all of a sudden, like... No, Bambi's sad too. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
You know why it's also hard?
Why?
Because he has to be mean to his friend to...
I know.
To save him.
Yeah. But he's doing it because he loved him.
But he's doing it because he loves him.
Aw. You want to watch it tonight?
And then you know what he says at the end when they, like, decide to, like, just... To just let it be? They, like, replay their voiceover when they were friends. Oh, we'll always be friends forever.
Won't we? Yeah.